There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All right, my talkers, happy hump hump day. We're hanging out with Lori and Julia, and boy, do we have a show in store for you guys today. What are we starting out with? What do you guys got to share?
Well, Grant, I don't know if you want to share, you know, you weren't exactly on vacation the last two days.
No kidding.
Something happened in your life.
Yeah. So we had to put down our dog, Bo. Whoa. Yeah, and Bo was, he was the center of our family.
Yeah.
He was with Lily for 2 years prior to me meeting her, so... It's kind of her rock, you know, as much as I would like to be her rock.
She's really the dog mom. And
she is.
You're the bonus daddy.
I'm the bonus daddy that gets to have all the fun but doesn't have to do all the work that she does. So I really got to thank Lily for all the hard work. And we made the decision on our own because it was time and we didn't want him to suffer and go through any hard times. And he gave us 9.5 amazing years. And for a big breed like that.
What kind again?
Irish Wolfhound. And
I can't even imagine. Even when I saw pictures of Bo, I was just like, damn. Yeah. That is just a big dog that still somehow looks like you... He'd cuddle with you.
Oh, well, he actually had a pass to Gillette's Hospital. He was allowed in. He was a therapist. He was allowed. He had access to Gillette's Hospital, Children's Hospital. We would take him on Thursdays in there, and he would light up the kids' eyes.
Oh,
and,
yeah, because they look like, you know, like out of castles and kings.
Well, the never-ending story, if you've ever seen that movie from back in the 90s, the big sheepdog that he flies around in is what we get a lot of look familiarity to. But, I mean, he was not only a healer for us, he was a healer for many. Like I said, we still have it. He has an ID badge that has his picture on it from Gillette's Hospital. He has access to a hospital. I don't even have access to a hospital.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I was gone just celebrating his life with Lily, and we're going to also step away this weekend to go back to a couple trails that we used to hike with him, and we got a couple some Airbnbs, so... Just celebrating, and thank you for letting me share.
Do you sprinkle the doggy ashes when you go on these walks?
We will be. This weekend, we're going to go up to a place that we went on our first kind of like family dog trip together when we first met.
A family dog trip.
Well, because you got to look for places that allow, you know, especially big breeds, you know, like the big breeds
thing. The Bellagio they have a couple of dog floors.
Oh, that's
awesome.
At the
Bellagio.
That's so cool.
We noticed that a couple years ago.
They're being allowed more and more places.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a tough weekend, but it was nothing that was like forced. We did it on our own, which makes you feel better that, you know, we did it on his accord. But thank you for asking. And there was a My Talker that actually saw us walking out in Wayzata Monday and asked where Bo was.
Yeah.
And everybody knows about our, they know about our two dogs and our, and so it was very nice for that person. So I just wanted to say thank you to Terry who stopped by and said hi. So.
You're the second person I know this week who suddenly, or, you know, not so sudden, but still, no matter what, I mean, you knew it was coming, but until it happens. But
it's tragic.
Yeah. My hairdresser, Jasmine, they lost, Hundley was the name of their dog, which is, you know, Curious George's companion, Hundley.
Oh,
and isn't that
I didn't
curious?
Remember that the
great
right
name.
Off the bat.
Right, I didn't know that. No.
And you know, found the dog, you know, like only 8 years old, found out it had cancer, and you know, really started suffering. Right, but just so devastating, you know, for your family.
Yeah, it's
it
tough.
It really is.
You know, and we put down, as everybody knows, our other one last year, Grizzly. Mm-hmm. We had to put him down. So it's been about 14 months, and we've done this twice now. And
thank God for Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis. He and I'm sorry to keep talking about this. It's like he is a gift from God.
Yeah,
he is the best dog. I mean, Bo is the
I
best.
I want
dog.
You to remember. You said this. Because I remember when he was whooping and peeing just 3 weeks ago.
Yes, but when you're handling a 7 month old dog and you can control him like a 7 year old dog, it's pretty stunning.
That's
when it comes
awesome.
To how much he's grown. And he actually passed on Sunday, the same day he passed his first phases for being a therapy dog, just like Bo was. So on the same day that we're going to do the same thing. The same day Bo passed, we started the torch with the new one. So
is Elvis? You know, because it was a year ago that my mom had to put down, you know, Trixie, her third or fourth poodle, and Bella, the Pomeranian, Trixie was the dog mom to the Pom for 8 years of her life. So, I mean, it took the Pom, Bella, all through the whole of all of last summer to stop crying over her buddy.
Yeah, we noticed that with Junior when we kind of knew things. He knew right away, and that's Junior's our King Charles Cavalier, our little one. And he,
oh, you got another one too?
Well, we have three.
We really are a dog family.
And we have a little one, and he never left Beau's side from Saturday through Sunday. He knew that this was the last time. But because we have Elvis, who is the same type of big presence, it feels like the transition for Junior has been totally fine. They're hanging out, they're playing. Yeah. We're healthy. We're good. Thank you for letting me share that story.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while I'm at the hairdresser, you know, Jasmine's telling me about this.
Because you have Shania Twain hair.
I blew out my hair.
This is the look.
It looks good.
Today, and Julia's let me borrow a leopard jacket because I feel like you can't go to Shania
without spotted.
Either sparkly or leopardy.
I agree.
You know, and anyway, but I'm in the salon, and we're just kind of, after we get done having, you know, our remembering of her dog, start talking, and this lady is laughing, and she's laughing at the conversation that Jasmine and I are having, which is basically gossiping about Hollywood, and we were gossiping about Martha Stewart.
Yes.
And, you know, I said something like, you know, my mom is like, you know, oh, great, now we got to feel pressure in our 80s. To look like a supermodel? Like,
I know. When does it end? Because now Viagra extended sex for men when women were ready to give up sex at a certain point. And then now you have to be a pinup.
A pinup, you know. So anyway, we're laughing about that. We're laughing. And the guy that's doing her hair, Scott Bach, who works at the soap park, Jasmine says, oh, yeah, Scott's running 200 miles. Starting tomorrow across Minnesota to raise money.
Is it the Wrangler or something? There's a name for
it's it's to raise money. He's raising money. It's called for two different things, Bigger Than the Trail, which is a mental health advocacy program using training as a platform. So it's helping pay for counseling if someone's insurance doesn't cover it, which is a lot.
That's awesome.
And then also Team Red, White, and Blue, which offers social and athletic outings to bring veterans and civilians together and support the veteran as they make their way back into the civilian world.
I love that.
I mean, I just talked about that, you know, how weird that was when my family moved back. Being civilian. So he's running 200 miles. And I looked at him, and then I really looked at him because, as Jason reminded his radio show this morning over Donna Milgates, I famously said, we know what we know and we have eyes, even though we didn't see what we thought our eyes saw.
I couldn't stop laughing because it's funny because I went for the second week in a row to a Thursday appointment on a Wednesday morning.
Oh, no.
Again. And they're like, well, you're a day early. And I'm like, Again. But it was a different place.
Oh,
and I'm like,
Lord.
What is wrong? Well, but I heard Donna Millsgate with Colleen and Jason. I couldn't stop laughing.
It was very funny. But I looked at him and I thought, okay, even though I just heard those guys talking about that, I said, we know what we know and we have eyes. And I looked at him and I said, if I saw you running, I know my eyes would stop in their tracks. Beautiful tattoos.
Right.
I could see his muscled thighs.
Oh,
honestly. And he had tight jeans. And he goes, I have pretty good calves, too, because 200 miles is such a long way to run.
Oh, yeah.
Over 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're interested, I think Scott is doing a cool thing, Bigger Than the Trail and supporting veterans organization. BiggerThanTheTrail.network for good is where
love that.
Go. So anyway,
cool.
That is what I know. Yes, Shania Twain is at the Excel tonight, and I got a last minute invite yesterday, and I found myself very,
very
available.
Very
because I had told you I was going to this.
I thought you were.
Me too. I thought this was on the tour.
Oh yeah, no, this is a tour that didn't buy a ticket. I'm a guest of.
You're a guest of, especially opening act here.
That's right.
I love it.
But the reviews for her show are phenomenal. So please sprinkle in.
I already got some ready.
Up and waking up dreaming and maybe, you know.
We've got some ready to go.
Okay. We'll be right back with stories we can't get enough of.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning Rx. And we just know that it works. And there's even more information out today that Rich, one of the owners of some of the Learning Rx, we have seven here in the Twin Cities, yes, sent us talking about just... it works. And if you have been looking at what am I going to do, my child is just not catching up or just not catching on, there is a reason.
And they maybe have fallen behind because of what happened with the distance
learning. That could
be
really one
finding
of the,
out that that's
hurting kids.
Back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so whatever the situation is, they have a test that gets to the root cause and they address the root cause and it is permanent. What you learn in the one-on-one brain training. It is wonderful. It changes people's lives. Call Learning Rx today to set up your one-hour assessment. 952-949-6900.
Shania Twain fans, we know you're getting ready. It's going to be so weird to go to the cell tonight and not step in the Eagle.
Oh,
isn't that going to be...
That's awkward.
Have they taken down that corner or is it
no,
still there?
No, it was going to be the spring break bar.
Yeah.
And they were willing to pay the new high rent. And now they are making no rent. And a perfectly good bar went out of business.
Well,
just pisses us off.
That's right.
We'll see. We will see what happens.
We'll see what happens. So last night, I thought I'm just going to peek and see what's happening out in the world, you know. Taking a little break, I was out on my sun porch just enjoying the weather, and I look and I see everywhere, I see Harry and Meghan and Doria, Meghan's mom.
Yes.
They're in New York. They're with Gloria Steinem, and they're at some kind of Women's Vision Awards.
Yes.
And Meghan's getting an award. She's in this amazing gold dress, really the sexiest dress we've ever seen her wear because they're not official royals anymore, so
right.
She can wear slinky.
Right.
Harry looks, I mean, they always just look so wildly happy to me. And then also, Doria looks, you know, 20 years younger and just sparkling, so happy for her daughter. And so I just think, oh, what a cool night. And Gloria Steinem was there, and you
right.
know she did one of Meghan's podcasts, and they've become very good friends.
Sure.
And I think she's your mom's age, you know, mid 80s, and wearing her signature belt. Remember when she was in here? No bra, Grant.
No makeup.
She kind of wears a hip hugger belt
okay.
and wears it outside
she
of her jeans.
She still wears aviator. She still looks like 1970s. Lord.
There's a
love
little
it.
Frailty to
well,
her,
of course.
I noticed.
She's aged,
yeah.
but I mean, same look.
Same look. And so I'm just like, oh, they're having a grown-up night. They're out of Montecito. You know, they probably are renting a house, you know, out on Long Island or something. Anyway, they leave, and there's tons of paparazzi photos, and it's everywhere. TMZ has them, Page Six, Daily Mail. They posed, and there were other people there, too, but they were posing outside on the red carpet, inside, and when they left. And then when they left, they were chased. And now this has been confirmed for 2 hours by a ring of paparazzi vehicles. But I don't believe they were paparazzi vehicles.
Lori's watched too much conspiracies.
No. There were two motorcycles, okay? But there were six SUVs, black SUVs with blacked out windows and obscured license plates. So to go from Midtown to the FDR, which is
the freeway along the river.
Along the river. People have seen it in a million movies.
Yeah, but it's outside of Manhattan. Right?
It goes around the ring and you would take it to avoid going down through Midtown. And you're going, obviously, to a tunnel to go over it now off the island. So it could take a half hour just to go. So these two, they knew they had these two motorcycles, but they were chased for 2 hours by a ring of these six vehicles. It's absolutely
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Insane what happened to me. It was so dangerous. The police called it a near catastrophic car chase because pedestrians almost got hit.
The police officers almost got hit.
And it's, if you can imagine how scared everyone must have been. They were on this champagne high of an evening.
Yes. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and you know, this was always the thing. This is when I really started to hate William and Charles. Really with the passion when Harry told Oprah, and then we find out in Spare, when the royal family said, we're not going to pay for your security, these guys require 24/7 security because there are so many nut jobs out there they would be target of. And to have 24-hour security is $2 to $3 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Charles is worth like $800 million. This is nothing to him, you know, so it always felt like they were playing fast and loose. And, you know, Harry is suing the tabloids, but when you have six, they ended up jumping out of their SUV and into a taxi that they'd set up.
Wow. Going in a different direction.
A different direction to go to a precinct, to a police precinct, so the police could figure out how to get them home. Because, of course, you pay... I always think Harry's got like good security ex-Mossad, you know?
Yeah, right, Laurie.
And so they want to chase, you know, they want to shake the paparazzi, but like six cars with obscured license plates. I feel like that was an intimidation job, if not an outright threat. Mm-hmm. Diana died being chased by paparazzi. Mm-hmm. I just think this is absolutely terrible that this happened. I cannot believe it. And it feels like that was meant, like, to have six cars, all blacked out windows, all obscured. That's license not plates. Paparazzi. They don't have that kind of money. They're in a beat up Honda.
But the paparazzis were on the motorcycles continuing to follow them to take pictures.
Yes, but they got left behind as the Prince Harry, and he probably has a second car. There's probably two cars in his detail. Anyway, shades of the diplomats, Citadel. I'm like, who is putting Let's Scare Harry into play?
It's scary.
It is.
It really is.
It sends a chill. And
all right.
And you look at the UK tabloids that he's suing. They say the headlines are Prince Harry and Meghan's spokesperson claims they were chased in a paparazzi
claims. Geez.
Well, the NYPD, they put out a statement. Eric Adams.
BBC News said Harry and Meghan in near catastrophic car chase.
Thank you. Well, the BBC is not getting sued by Harry, and they're not. They practice in the world of facts.
But, you know, tabloids blasted by Prince Harry and Meghan's fans after the paparazzi car chase. Mm-hmm. Whoever set this up deserves exposing. And so fans just have, you know, hashtag leave Prince Harry and Meghan alone, are going up all ever. And basically, you know, are you happy now? Do you want what happened to Prince Harry's mom, Lady Di?
Do you want these two dead?
Yeah, it's
And they also...
It's scary.
They also arrested a... stalker in that somehow got a
on their land, on their property,
on
in
their
California.
Property. And Prince Harry, if you remember it in Spare, he said people would not believe the threat that my family gets.
Right.
And part of a big part of that is how we're written about.
Right.
And people just are convinced we're the most awful people in the world.
Yeah.
Because people will believe anything they read, unfortunately.
Anyway, but the blacked out vehicles with obscured license plates. Scary. All eyebrows are raised. Yeah.
Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for our airport, MSPAirport.com, your hub of all the information you need when you're traveling and what to do and enjoy at our airport. Even you can pay for your parking and reserve your parking spot.
We love being able to do that.
I just think this is great. So right now, if you go Terminal 1, the parking lot is 78% full. Imagine going and being stressed out and not finding a spot. But you, 12 hours before the departure of flight, can go to MSPAirport.com, pre-book your parking spot. They've got several different places that you can park.
You get a QR code, so you get in, and then you also get out faster.
Right.
Save money.
You save $2 per day more than you would if you just go there and do it. So the people are loving that.
And we also love shopping there because there's so many great shops. I love that, the Adventure North, the sort of that adventure store.
I go in there a lot.
I know. It's a great store. MSPAirport.com. You know what wouldn't impress Shania much is probably Andy Cohen reading his Daddy Diaries book to her. I think she'd enjoy reading it more because, boy, based on how you have to listen to that book, it's not relaxing listening to Andy read you a day in the life for a year in Andy Cohen.
Right.
He packs a lot in.
Right.
That man is not afraid to work.
Well, let me tell you what I've learned.
What have you learned?
Okay, so I'm into September now.
Because I'm still lifting up my jaw after watching the finale of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, season 13, which, again, following the heels of New York and Beverly Hills, the series, the show ended on such a bad note, it's on pause. They normally start filming in June, and Bravo's announced it's on pause.
That was a big one because of the relationship between...
Teresa is married to a mad meth man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got some real...
Wow, is that guy crazy. I'm almost afraid for Teresa. I am afraid for Teresa because he's clearly unstable.
You're so funny with your Shania hair today. It is really...
It's super
Shania.
It's very country.
Lori had a blowout beyond blowout.
Yeah, I said give it some curl, give it some lift. I'm going with the country people.
You're going to have a blast tonight. Okay, yeah. So here's the deal. Here's something that I learned that kind of surprised me, but it might not surprise you. And I'm a fair weather Housewife fan. First of all, the Super Bowl of everything is tonight because you've got the Vanderpump reunion is tonight.
The finale is tonight. Yeah, and
Vanderpump Rules.
And they've just announced that they've broken up, Tom Sandoval and Raquel.
Is that the two that got together?
Yeah, but you know what? No one ever expects an affair that starts in a car to end with happily ever after.
That's true.
Because you can't go in the house because your girlfriend of 10 years lived there. I mean, no one was expecting happily.
So they've already broken up.
They've been broken up since they got busted.
Good point.
Wow. Okay.
And she checked herself into a wellness place or something. She's only 20. I mean, I feel for her, but she's at the same time learned a good, good lesson. She's only 28.
Oh, yeah. I think
but anyway, they haven't, no one has seen these two together. No one expected them to be together. But yes, today of the finale of Vanderpump Rules, they've let everyone know that they are not a couple. They've called it quit. Actually, here's how they said it. Raquel dipped out.
Okay. I love it.
Sandoval is not the one for her.
Okay, tell me if you knew this.
Okay.
Because I remember when we were really upset that Carol Radswell wasn't going back to The Real Housewives.
Yes.
Remember how upsetting that was?
She and Bethany got in that stupid, stupid fight.
Here's the deal. They didn't renew Carol's contract.
Yeah.
She did not decide to leave. They decided she would leave.
Okay.
And so what's going on in 2022 is...
So he is not afraid to spill the tea, is he?
He is not afraid to spill the tea at all. And he said, there's this weird phone scam thing with the Housewives and Andy Cohen where you'll think you're getting a text from one of the Housewives, but it's someone else. And it pops up like once a year or something. And so he... You know, Carol gets messages from Andy who they haven't spoken because she kind of said she was furious getting canceled.
Okay.
But he said, we won't tell anyone, you know, because we didn't know she was canceled.
No, we didn't.
And so he says...
We thought it was her choice. Right. I knew Lisa Rinna was lying when she said it was her choice.
Yes, that one wasn't. But yeah. So anyway, so this phone thing, you know, he thinks Jen Shaw's calling him, Erica Jane's calling. So there's a phone tab, weird thing. So... He gets all these messages from Carol. Did you text me? And he's like, no. He says, well, that's the first time I've talked to her since we didn't renew her contract. And she told me she was never going to talk to me again.
Oh.
So I thought that was a big juicy thing I learned. Mm-hmm. Andy Cohen went to Montana, Livingston.
To the rodeo?
No. John Mayer lives in Paradise Valley.
Okay.
Which is about... 35 minutes from Bozeman. Mm-hmm. And it's this beautiful valley that the Fondas used to live in back in the day, where a lot of stars live in, and it's right along the Yellowstone River, and it's gorgeous.
Right.
Well, he holds this rock and roll camp. And so Andy and Nikki Lake, and he's really good friends with the guy, BJ Novak.
Oh, yeah.
From The Office, went to a trial, John Mayer camp.
Oh, God, funny.
So they show up and they have all this Land's End exclusive stuff that John Mayer always sets us up.
Yeah. Land's End, huh?
Yeah, like exclusive stuff that you know, limited edition of everything. And there's tents perched along the river and, you know, nice little fire pits. And they had all these things that they were going to do.
That sounds amazing.
And so Andy Cohen takes an amazing amount of tinctures and edibles.
Okay.
Big time. Mm-hmm. And he talked about, and he's a huge Grateful Dead guy, which everyone would know.
Yeah.
And he talks about when he went to the first Grateful Dead and did acid in Wisconsin. And
you know, he went to camp at Lake Nabagabon.
I feel like it was Camp Herzl.
No, it's but it Camp wasn't. Nabagabon.
Yeah. Wow. And that's where, wasn't that where the Carlson's Lodge was on?
It's close to Minnesung, but it's like, you know, a half hour outside of Superior, Wisconsin.
Yes,
he went
to summer camp there, being from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So he talks about that, but then he talks about, you know, he's buying this new place, renovating. He got the new daughter, Lucy. His daughter's born, Lucy and Ben. And his life kind of changed the summer of 2022, where he just was like, I can't take it anymore, because if you listen to his daily schedule, tape two over here, did the radio show, took cars, went out to dinner. I mean, he just has so much on his plate.
Yeah, well, he lived like a single man
for
a very, very long time.
Yes.
And then a single man and a career-focused man. And then
a single parent now.
And a single parent. You add that into the mix.
So he's California sober.
Yeah.
And he had a sober New Year's Eve after his drunken New Year's Eve. The other thing I learned about was that...
Yeah, where's the rest of the tea?
Oh, stop. Is that he hates it when Bethany says anything bad about Housewives. He just...
Which is what she's... That's what she does all the time.
Drives him crazy.
Okay.
Drives him crazy. He thought he and Nene Lakes were really friends until he got sued. The papers by Nene. And he said...
I'm surprised he wrote about this.
It's sad. That was a sad end to a relationship with someone I adored and had put on a pedestal for years. But Nene Lakes. He also talked about... Luann, she wasn't happy about
getting demoted.
The legacy, yeah.
Oh, legacy. Well, it's just terrible. It's like we're just getting a little flick. It's like they really down. They just were like, okay, here's a whole bunch of new women like them.
Mm-hmm. And John Mayer and he are very good friends. And John texts them one afternoon, hey, can you come and introduce me tonight at something, Shea Stadium or whatever the new name for it is now?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so high. I don't know what I should do.
Yeah.
And then he thought, well, what a perfect audience. They're deadheads.
Yeah, right. Because
he was playing with the Grateful Dead.
He's playing with
like, perfect. Mm-hmm. I of course should do this because they would expect it.
Right.
So he's kind of funny about that. He's very honest about his drinking and his alcohol use. And he, you know, It's kind of fun. I think it'd be a great read.
Book to read. I've read his other three books, and I enjoyed them very much.
And he said he was shocked when BravoCon happened last year that CNN gave Anderson Cooper the okay to be the gay shark.
Yo.
He said both Anderson and I were so shocked that CNN gave him, you know, the full lease on that one.
Yeah.
So he said that was funny. They're besties. He's a different guy now.
Yeah.
Then, you know, he works out every day. He and Amy Schumer just do funny, silly things.
Well, I heard him give an interview because he is really promoting the heck out of this book.
He is.
I'm sure, you know, everybody that's got stuff to promote is, you know, bumming that there's getting a little morning talk show or whatever. But he was giving an interview, and this wouldn't have made it in the book, so I'm not giving any spoiler alert. But he was asked about Kim Zolciak and Croy, and he said, I would always say to her, Kim, are you saving any money? Croy's a former football player. Isn't like a real oil. She was the one housewife I was
worried about
that she seemed to have no concept of money or saving for quote unquote rainy day, that just spending. And apparently her big thing, like big gambler.
Oh, that's right. We learned that.
We saw that on episodes.
Yes.
That, like, she thought nothing of going to Vegas and dropping $100,000. Now, I think when someone like goes to Vegas and drops $100,000, I envision them being billionaires
or
at least multi millionaires. I don't envision a housewife.
No, I don't either.
With six children having $100,000.
That kind of excess.
Yeah, I'm like going, I'm going to Vegas with my $300. No, but it was so much. So he did say that she was the housewife. He said, just like she lied about her nose jobs.
Yeah.
She lied that she was saving money, and I knew it couldn't be true. And apparently she and her daughters have, you know, and Corey adopted those girls.
Mm-hmm.
They have been.
She had two before they got their
three.
Four. Or she had three before their four or whatever.
Yeah. Or maybe two.
It's only two.
I think it's two. But they have been selling clothes and handbags for like 6 months.
To try to make ends meet.
She bought so many handbags that she has unused handbags for sales, but she's got lots of Birkins that are between $12,000 and $50,000. Anyway, so that was the excuse. He said he didn't write about that in the book.
Oh, and then the other one is that Lisa, that Brandy Glanville wanted to be set up with the captain from Below Deck.
Captain Lee?
No, Jason.
Oh, Jason.
Oh.
Yeah, she wanted to be set up with him. And I
can see that.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny. And Jill Zarin, she's always concerned.
She's a pain in the ass, isn't she?
Yeah. But lovely at the same time, he says.
Okay, listen, we come back. And just like that, we have a date. Lori and Julia here with Ann Tressler of Tressler Law. We have been working with you for years, but we've never really talked about prenups. Give us the lowdown.
Well, a prenup in the state of Minnesota is also called an antenuptial. So if you hear that, they're talking about the same thing as a prenup. I encourage a lot of people to consider getting them, whether you have a ton of assets or little assets. It makes everything much more streamlined. You know what you're entering into. You've got your agreements in place if you get divorced in the future. They also address what you will do with your assets in the event of death. So it really helps for estate planning, and it really just helps for the future to avoid disputes.
I love that. Okay, so, but what about a postnup?
Postnuptial agreements are simply agreements that people who are already legally married enter into that, again, will also address what would happen to their assets in the event of divorce or in the event of death. So, again, these really can help streamline the process in the future.
Great information. And for your free one-hour divorce consultation, go to TrustLaw.com or use my talk, keyword divorce.
Thanks for hanging up with us. Well, just to put a wrap around Andy Cohen last night in the clubhouse after the New Jersey Housewives finale, he had Teresa Giudice in the clubhouse, as well as Leslie Bibb.
Who's hysterical.
Yeah, and she's in the new movie with Maniscalco and Robert De Niro.
Something About My Father.
Yeah.
So she plays, I think, Montescalco's wife, or I know I'm saying his name wrong.
I don't know that you're saying it either.
Grant? No, you got it right. You're close. Meniscalco, I believe. Meniscalco. Sebastian Meniscalco.
Sebastian. And it's Sebastian. Called About My Father.
About My Father.
Yeah.
So Leslie and Teresa were in the clubhouse, and it was a really shocking finale because this Louis, the guy she's marrying, just went off the rails. Off the rails, in the background, smoking a cigarette. I had Grant come and look at the thing, and I said, what is he on?
And he's I watched it last night. Yeah,
you did? What'd you say, Grant?
It looked meth? Like meth. Looked like meth. The way he was, his eyes, his teeth, his facial expressions, it was definitely a little bit more, a touch higher than cocaine.
He was really super aggressive.
Aggressive.
Super assertive.
During the show.
Mm-hmm. During this party and overreacting to everything.
Completely agitated by everyone and everything around him.
And one of the things he pulls out was that he said to everybody he said, I will, I've hired a private investigator, some guy by the name of Bo Deedle, or I don't know. Apparently people on the East Coast and New York area know him. He's a super good private eye for rich people. I've already hired him, and he's a good friend of mine. I get to where I am because I'm surrounded by women, and I've hired him, and I've got dirt on use all.
Oh, God.
Use all.
Use all. Use.
Oh, dear.
And so last night, towards the end of the evening, you know, and I do love Andy because he has seen it all. Okay. His BS detector has to be pretty amazing. Plus, he was a news producer all those years.
Yes.
And when Teresa, Andy asked her, he goes, do you and Louis, did you hire a private detective? And you guys have dirt on everybody?
No.
And she just looked at him and she said, he just said that, Andy. He just pulled it out of nowhere. And Andy turns to Louis because Teresa goes nowhere without him, okay? He's mm-hmm. busy spending her money, mm-hmm. pretending to have money. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and he goes, and his face was as red as a tomato. And he goes, I was at the end of my rope. It was a long season, frustrating, you know, trying to get married. And Andy goes,
what?
Well, that's an amazing thing to come up with out of nowhere.
It really is. Wow. It really is.
Mm-hmm. It was a threat. He was threatening everybody. Crazy talk. Anyway, do not be surprised when Teresa and Louis blow up as a couple.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
And then the feds, if they weren't watching before, they are now because they have video evidence in this finale, and it also looks like he goes off the rails and Teresa gets married, which is happening following the first night of the reunion.
Oh, Lori, mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
And the show is on pause. Mm-hmm. The show is on pause. Okay, and just like that, now we know the date of when we can start watching HBO Max for the season 2 of Just Like That, June 22nd.
Let's see what day of the week it is.
June 22nd. Probably let's see Thursday. If it's a Sunday, the old Sex and the City night. It's a new chapter because the first chapter.
It's Thursday.
Like I said, Thursday. That's the night everybody does now. They premiere shows Thursday night. Thursday's like the prime night for attention for podcasts, things like that.
Yeah. You're getting the Friday, quote unquote, water cooler, Twitter cooler, and then for over the weekend.
Yep.
And so that's because remember a couple weeks ago we got the trailer, but no date.
Yes.
And SJP followed up the promo artwork was pull up a chair. It's going to be a feast. And unfortunately, some people are coming back. Fortunately, there are a lot of good people that we do like. But
I know.
Steve Brady is not included at the table, and that makes me bummed, you know. David Eigenberger.
Yeah, Miranda's ex-husband.
Because Miranda's now in love with this stupid Che. I can't stand. I like that Nicola. I mean, I hope it's better writing. But I really don't have that much hope for it because Che is still with Miranda, but maybe they're going to break up immediately. And Kim Cattrall is in About My Father.
Yes,
with
she
Leslie
is.
Bibb.
Yes, she is.
So she'll be in a movie that's opening Memorial Weekend, and I hope that's a good movie, and I hope it's a big hit.
I do too.
Yeah,
I totally do.
So, and then I was going to watch Queen Charlotte last night, Julia.
So
I wanted
good.
To, and then you said it's so good you won't want to. You'll want to watch it, but you won't want it to end because six. Episode?
It's only six. I still am savoring. I still haven't watched the last one because I love it so much. It's the Bridgerton one that's on right now.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
I can't wait to watch it, but I decided to watch something else because two of my favorite shows of the 2000s or
SUV
whatever.
SUV or whatever you watch those.
Gossip Girl and the OC. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. The OC.
Just loved both of those shows. And the creator, Josh Schwartz, and Stephanie Savage, who did both those shows, they've adapted Don Winslow's book, City on Fire, for Apple Plus. The critics hate it. Because they hate it the way they hate. You should read the headlines for Book Club.
I heard.
Oh, my gosh.
But we loved it.
We loved it. But, you know.
Again,
sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, and people who read the book do not seem to be fans of it. I watched the three episodes that Apple Plus
I haven't watched them. Did you like it?
Loved it.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Our friend Sandy sent me a note because she sends me notes to us, like, of shows she watched.
Yes.
She said I would love it. And
happy belated birthday, Sandy, by the way.
Yeah. Aww. It's not the Don Winslow book. It's the Garth Risk Hellberg. There's a couple books called City on Fire.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. And there's movies.
There's a couple movies.
That's a very popular
name. Titles. But it's the Garth Risk Hellberg book that this is based on. And it takes place in New York City.
Who's in it again?
Chase Swee Wonder, who's dating Pete Davidson, who said that when he came into her life, it was like a second player coming into a video game.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's like you're a sidekick. A second player coming into a video game is not as important.
She's, the camera loves her and you're enchanted by her. And it's kind of about a rich family. Jemima Kirke is in it. From
an arsonist.
Yeah, but the arsonist thing, the description, that's like fueling the mystery, no bad pun intended, but there's some secrets going on in a very, very, very wealthy family that have to do with...
Rotten Tomatoes the critics gave it 32%.
Yeah, I know.
People, you just have to test... Isn't that so funny?
I guess the people who read the book don't like it because they changed the time period of when it takes place. But I think if you like the Gossip Girl and the OC, you'll like this show because it's got that feeling to it. There's club scene in New York. This Chase Swee's character is a music kid. And
City on Fire. City on Fire. Okay.
Yeah, watch it. I think you'll like it.
I love that.
You know, Sylvester Stallone's family reality show starts on Paramount Plus today.
Yes, I do.
Are you going to watch it?
I was going to tell you about it.
I wonder if it's going to be good.
Well, we'll see.
I think it's going to be painful. That's just what I think.
We'll be right back.